A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now they were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. At the sound of the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one had heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our native language, Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, it is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but is the same God who activates all of them and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To other gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by the one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Greeks or Jews, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In 1997, Apple Computer started a new ad campaign with the slogan, "Think Different." Now, that drove me nuts because I'm a grammar nerd and I know it's supposed to be "Think Differently." But that was not the slogan they chose. The commercials started out with a quick video clip of Albert Einstein and then quickly moved to others like Amelia Earhart, Bob Dylan, Muhammad Ali, Gandhi, and more. And meanwhile, the narrator read a quote from some guy named Rob Stiltonan. He wrote, "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. They have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do." Today on Pentecost Sunday, that's our call. What we celebrate today is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on a tiny group of believers in Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago. And the result was that they changed the world. The Holy Spirit has a way of doing that, of filling us with all sorts of crazy notions that God works through us, that where God is involved, nothing can stop us. That we can work to make this world with all its problems and troubles more like the world God wants. That we can reach to each other in forgiveness for hurts and slights and mean spirits and find a way to live together. That in a world marked by me first, we can boldly stand in care for others, the sick, the poor, the hungry, the refugee, and more. That we can give living in love a real chance. That we can dare to live in grace for one another. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? That's not how the world works. But we are called to be crazy Christians, called to live different, daring to live God's way. And today, as we celebrate with six of our young men and women ready to affirm their baptisms, to take on for themselves the promises their parents made for them when they were baptized, we pray that just as the Holy Spirit was poured out on those disciples 2,000 years ago and the world was changed, that just so God will send the Holy Spirit to them and make them just those kind of crazy Christians, the kind we are all supposed to be, the kind on fire for our faith, the kind who sees the world with God's eyes of love and mercy and grace, the kind who recognizes the problems of this world and doesn't throw their hands up in futility, but rather folds them in prayer. The kind who sees the world as it is, but envisions the world as God would have it be. The kind who seek to live among God's people, who hears God's word and shares in God's meal of love, who proclaims the good news of Christ through words and deeds, who serves others like Jesus did, who isn't satisfied with the status quo, but instead strives for justice and peace everywhere. That's what we pray for these young people today, but also for ourselves. It's crazy. The world doesn't work that way. And if we dare to do it, the world may say we are crazy. But if so, then we are called to be crazy. We are called to be crazy Christians joining in the dance. It's not so nearly well known, but I like it better. Most of us probably know that short piece about footprints in the sand and how a man dreams of his own footprints and God's in the sand on a beach, and how when times were difficult, only one set of footprints is visible. And when the man questions God about it, God answers, "That was when I carried you." But there's a different version of that piece called Footprints 2. And as I said, I like it better. It starts much the same way, with the divergent footprints of a man and God slowly coming closer together, and then even showing the man's footprints within God's. But then something awful happens. Suddenly the second set of footprints is back. This time it seems even worse than before. Zigs and zags all over the place. Stops and starts. Deep gashes in the sand. A veritable mess of footprints. The man prays, "Lord, I understand the first scene with the zigs and zags, fits and starts and so on. I was a new Christian just learning. But you walked on through the storm and helped me learn to walk with you." "That is correct," replied the Lord. And then, when the smaller footprints were inside of yours, I was actually learning to walk in your steps. I followed you very closely. That's right, God says. But this is my question, Lord. Was there a regression or something? The footprints went back to two, and this time it was worse than the first. The Lord smiled, and then he laughed. Didn't you know, he said, that was when we danced. Mackenzie, Tyler, Tori, Edmund, Erica and Rachel, and all of you, dare to dance God's crazy dance. Live different. Live for God. Amen. These persons have been instructed in the Christian faith and desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Mackenzie Jane Backman, Tyler Brian Crooks, Victoria Blake May, Edmund Antonio Sorrell, Erica Eileen Sorrell, Rachel Emily Sprankle. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce all, the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead. On the third day he arose again.
He ascended into heaven.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father,
and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? People of God, do you promise to support these sisters and brothers and pray for them in their life in Christ?
We do. We ask God to help and guide us.
Congregation may be seated. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Mackenzie Jane the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Tyler Bryan the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Victoria Blake the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Edmund Antonio the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Erica Eileen the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Rachel Emily the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Let us rejoice with these sisters and brothers in Christ.
We rejoice with you in the life of baptism.
Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim good news. Confirmation certificate. You probably don't care, but your parents will frame it and that kind of stuff. So congratulations. No more class with me. You can yell now, scream. No. We're so proud of y'all. Congratulations.
Let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy God of light, we pray for the church, that you continue to inspire us with your Spirit, uniting us in your love. Pour your Spirit on the hearts of all, especially our fellow disciples who have just affirmed their faith among us. Guide them in the light of their baptismal call as you lead us all. For we are united in your one Holy Spirit, baptism and call as your people. Lord, in your mercy. God of the whirlwind, we pray for the earth. From our backyard to city parks and wildlife refuges, we ask for your protection. We pray for gardeners, farmers, park rangers, and all who spend time outside this summer. We ask that you protect them from the stress of heat and from the danger of seasonal storms. We give thanks to all who help care for the earth. Help us work for the common good of all creation, for we are called with differing gifts, all workers united in your one kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. God of all nations and languages, we pray for every land and every people of all ethnicities. We ask that you end violence, shine light into the dark corners of the world. Empower us to proclaim your word. Where there is fear, we pray for hope. Where there is injustice, we pray for equality. And where there is oppression, we pray for freedom. Breathe your life, your life-giving breath, and send your Spirit so that we may grow in our understanding of one another and across all human-made borders. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate and renewing God, we pray for those in need. Be with those who are neglected or abused. Give your hope and peace to all who are struggling with change and loss. We pray for those nearing death, that they feel your love enwrapped around them. And for those who grieve, that they know your strength and lean into your embrace. We pray for all who are ill, especially those we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of glory, we pray for this assembly. Help us all to mentor each other in faith as we discern your call through baptism. We lift up all visitors, new members, and those who are absent from us today. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Thank you. and body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And fire of love. With a mighty wind you brought creation into being, and by a pillar of fire you led your people into freedom. We praise you for the gift of your Son, who poured out your Spirit on his disciples of every race and nation. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and the sending of the holy and life-giving Spirit, we await his coming again to renew the face of the earth. Send now your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this meal. Anoint us with your gifts of faith, hope, and love, that with thankful hearts we may be witnesses to your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Yeah, exactly.